Blackstone Audio presents Kennesaw Mountain, Sherman, Johnston, and the Atlanta Campaign by Earl J. Hess. This book is read by Joe Barrett.
For Pratibha and Julie.
Preface. 6 weeks after setting out from Chattanooga in early May 1864, Major General William T. Sherman hit a massive roadblock while fighting his way toward Atlanta. Confederate General Joseph E. Johnston's Army of Tennessee was heavily fortified along a line that stretched across the Georgia countryside, anchored on the twin peaks of Kennesaw Mountain, near Marietta. It was the ninth fortified position Johnston had created thus far in the campaign, and it proved to be the most difficult to bypass. For 2 weeks, from June 19th to July 3rd, Sherman tried to find a way to turn Johnston's left flank. Both armies were stretched to the breaking point in their extended positions as artillery duels, constant sniping, and a fierce battle or two erupted. As the two sides tested each other, heavy rains descended, and the dirt roads of Georgia became quagmires. Frustrated at the delay, Sherman decided to try a major frontal assault against 3 points of Johnston's line on June 27th. The Federals who survived that day would remember the attack for the rest of their lives. The assault of June 27th was a significant departure from Sherman's mode of operations during the Atlanta campaign. He had more often maneuvered parts of his massive force, an army group consisting of available troops from the departments of his Military Division of Mississippi, in order to turn enemy flanks and force the Confederates out of their trenches.